Hello.
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 Hello. My name is Cassandra.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cassandra. I'm returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I need to know what you are, what company you are.
Yes, ma'am, we work for many companies. I am a third party. We are a third party call center. So we house for many different companies. So can I have your zip code?
I have
code?
A child.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can look that account up for you?
97439. I have a charge on here for $57, and I don't even know why or what. I don't know you. I didn't think it was all you. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
Kathleen Souther. Souther.
Okay, can you verify the address for me, please?
2021 12th Street, number 18. Florence, Oregon, 97439.
Okay. So is your email KatrinaLouise419?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay, give my mom and Kathy. Waiting on the system to load.
Okay.
Rain.
Yeah. He said something electric, I think.
Okay, Kathy. So I do have an account pulled up. How can I help you today?
I don't know. I was charged $67.32 on the 8th. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this charge is for.
Yesterday.
Okay.
I already did it.
This was on a 6th. I do see the charge of $67.32. And the
on the 8th, yes.
Well, it's showing the 6th here on my thing. Maybe it's the 8th when it was posted to your bank account.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that charge. And the reason why you have that charge, ma'am, is because it is connected to that charge that you made on the December the 1st where you paid.
On what?
It's connected, ma'am. It's connected to the charge, the initial charge that you made on December the 1st where you paid $5.74 for a kitchen. It's showing, I don't know, it could have been some type of cookware, a KitchenAid, could have been some pots or something, or a mixer.
I don't understand. What's the 6732 supposed to be on?
It's a sweepstakes entry, ma'am. You entered a sweepstakes on December the 1st. But you paid $5. Listen, ma'am. Allow me to explain. You entered the sweepstakes on December the 1st where you paid $5.74 for the, it was a sweepstakes to win. Only thing you're showing me is kitchen. So it's got something to do with either it could have been some cookware, pots, or a mixer or something. Yes, ma'am. See, with that, since that's a sweepstakes entry and you did not win, they billed you a few.
I don't want to pay $67.32 because I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you won't let me finish.
I got nothing.
Okay,
I
ma'am.
I don't understand. It needs to go away.
Yes, ma'am. This is what I'm saying. There was a sweepstakes entry. You didn't win. You did not win the first time. You paid the $5.74. So they.
It's not about whether I won or lost. It's about why have you charged me $67.32 and I am not aware of that charge.
Ma'am.
I wanted to go. Well, if I win or not, if I win $100,000, keep it and give me back my $67.32. I don't know.
Okay, you won't let me explain. So okay.
You already explained. You said
No, ma'am. You did not let me.
You didn't do that. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Ma'am.
I have no kitchenware, no nothing. I have nothing. I don't know why you've charged me this, but I do not wish to pay it.
Ma'am.
And I will fight it.
Ma'am, you're screaming in my ear, and I cannot help you. You're screaming, and you
very
and you won't let me talk. Goodbye, bye, and have a good day. Bye, bye, have a good day.